For decades, Donald Trump has worked hard to leverage his brand. He puts his name on everything from dog collars to teddy bears. Now, the privately held Trump Organization has a new online venue called the Trump Store. Here's NPR's Jim Zaroli.
These days, lots of political candidates have online web stores. The practice is pretty ingenious because it means the campaign wins twice. It gets money from the sale of products such as T-shirts and hats, and it gets free advertising when their supporters walk around in them. Marshall Cohen is a retail analyst.
What's happened is the campaign businesses have recognized that these support products are too big of a moneymaker for them to ignore anymore.
President Trump, of course, knows a thing or two about self-promotion. He already has a website, DonaldJTrump.com, where he sells Trump merchandise, things such as Christmas ornaments and license plate frames emblazoned with his name. The proceeds go to his political campaign. And as of this month, he also has TrumpStore.com, which is a private enterprise. Larry Noble of the Campaign Legal Center says that's more unusual.
We haven't had another situation where a president has had a website where his business is selling things that are branded with his name.
This newer website is run by the Trump Organization, which is managed by the president's two older sons. But the profits ultimately go back to Trump himself. Again, Larry Noble.
In reality, he still has the right to the profits. So he will profit from whatever he gets from that, as he profits from his golf courses, the hotel, all of his enterprises.
Just how much the president will make from this new website is anyone's guess. The privately held Trump Organization doesn't release financial information to the public, and the company didn't respond to a request for comment. TrumpStore.com features much of the merchandise he already sells at his hotels and golf courses. It's the kind of stuff you'd find at a country club golf store, polo shirts, and those thick plush bathrobes you see in hotels. Everything is a lot more expensive than you think it should be. Again, Marshall Cohen.
You know, when you look at what they're doing, they're trying to mark it up even more than department stores mark up their product.
For instance, the website sells baseball caps with Trump's name on them for $35. Retail consultant Jan Rogers Niffen says at least half of that is probably profit.
They're probably buying that Trump cap for less than $17, and then everything that's made with logos is a little more expensive. So yeah, I guess these are 50 to 60% gross margin products.
How many of these caps can Trump hope to sell? Again, we don't know for sure, but Trump's other baseball caps, the ones that say Make America Great Again, were really popular. The campaign had to run an ad warning people not to buy knockoffs.
If your hat does not have the dark green undervisor on it, it is counterfeit.
It's not illegal for Trump to sell baseball caps with his name on them, but the Campaign Legal Center's Larry Noble says it's one more example of a disturbing practice by the Trump administration.
It fits again into the larger problem of him basically promoting his businesses from the White House.
Noble says the Trump Store is one more example of how far the president is willing to go to cash in on his office. And despite months of criticism, he doesn't show any sign of stopping. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.